Hello, everybody. This is Packard Sonic, and this is Packard Pokes At. Well, I'm Packard Sonic. I'm not well rested at the moment. This is episode 341. I'm going to try to get a hold of Connie here right now. If you recognize that sound, you'll know that that is the old Skype machine. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. I guess somebody who's running for president doesn't have a chance to win announces their VP. I wonder who that could be. let's see. Oh, yeah. That'd be Cruz. Cruz doesn't have a chance to win. He's mathematically taken out of the race, but he's announced that he's going to have Carly for a fuckatina as his VP. And I know these Christians are like into symbolism a whole lot. The same day that he announces this shit, tornadoes break out everywhere. I mean, if that's not a sign from their imaginary sky wizard that's like not a good match, I don't know what is. I'm
exactly.
Just saying.
Oh, goodness.
You know that if this was, let's just say if this was Bernie Sanders or Clinton who was announced their VP, who was going to, you know, either way, and this happened, the right wing would be all over. It's like, oh, look at that. The tornadoes broke out. That's God saying, you know, they're demons and you shouldn't be voting for them. So, you know what? Fuck those people.
I think it's all the pent up energy that she has from all the Botox because she can't actually make expressions with her face. So it's just storms or.
Yeah.
If I believed in psychic crap like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. If we believed in that psychic ass shit. Mm-hmm. So, which is something we might talk about this Friday. I heard something just recently about some police station just recently. I forget where I heard it. They decided somebody went missing just recently. I have to find it. And they hired a psychic to help them. Somebody's missing and they're hired a psychic. Doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. It is very recent from what I understand. Let's see here.
Missing person, was it a child?
I think so.
Let's see. Dum to dum.
If I can spell all the words psychic.
Let's see. This weekend. Let's see. April 2016. Well, let's see. No, that's not right. Why did that give me the present date?
Excuse me. Let's see here.
Brentwood, California.
Oh, there was a. There looks like there's one from The Onion, but that's. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, there's. That's funny. Why am I getting a current date on this? It's not even current.
I know I just heard it recently. Within the last 48 hours or so, maybe last couple few days. Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. Let me try a different search term here. That was one from 2015.
That's what I see. I'm finding
old stuff.
Older.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sometimes it tells me it's more recent, but so far it's been.
Yeah. Well.
See.
It's good reference material, regardless if we decide to go that route. But I did send you some stuff on psychics, as I recall, just the other day.
I've been.
And you sent me something as well.
I've been studying on it. So, the one thing I sent you, yeah, that was the Today Show, and they hired. It was Halloween. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was last Halloween or.
Yeah,
if
it looks
was...
like it says October 29th, 2014.
2014. Okay, so it's been over a year, but it's they hired five different psychics. You see four on camera. I'm assuming that the last one didn't want to be, didn't release their stuff to be on TV. But showing all the crap that they were doing to clean a house that nobody had ever lived in.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Let's see here. Oh, you sent me something about. There it is. There it is. Police really turned to psychics. Texas police report times. I got it. I'll send you the link here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I sent it to you. It was over. I was on.
Was that the Google article or
yeah,
something?
It was a Google article.
Okay.
And of course, it's Texas. You know. Okay. Oh well, this is articles from 2011, though. Why is it just making the headlines now?
Is it a New York Times article?
Yeah. I don't know why I hit my Google so hard, my Google Plus so hard, earlier a few days ago. It was like, oh, look at this. They're sending out psychics. Like, this article is like 5 years old.
Okay. I remember this picture.
Well, we don't necessarily have to talk about something current. I mean, it's just something that's, this is something that has happened, and they do, this the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
I did not really chance to look at this. I apologize. That's my failure.
Well, I say it's not a problem. It happens. And these things come and go in waves of popularity, too.
True.
I think we're just, everybody's so focused on the clown car that is the GOP right now, that a lot of other things wind up pushed back.
Oh, that was an idea. All right, let's see what else we got here. Victim tells Carltonville. There's not enough to have a ton in it. It's got to have a vill in it, too. Carltonville pastor raped her and her friends for 8 hours. Ain't that a godly man?
Crap.
Did you lose that one?
No, I have got it here.
It says, the pastor pushed me into the bed at gunpoint, and so we must perform a free pornographic movie to make with my friends. To make my friends jealous. He put his finger inside my vagina. I pleaded with his wife to make him stop. Oh, that's dandy.
Wife was watching TV in the lounge.
The lounge.
The family room. living room, whatever.
That must be the green room for them.
Yeah. She was watching that on a closed circuit TV.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I guess. That was sarcasm, but...
Yeah, no, I get that. On the night of April 3rd, the gun-toting pastor turns raping... let's see here. Raping them after assaulting them with a baton and a wire in the bedroom while his wife watched TV in the lounge. Let's see here. The ordeal of the pastor threatened to shoot them and murder their families should they attempt to flee. Two of the girls are 17 and 18 years old and are members of the pastor's church in Wedelda Township in Carltonville. The third victim is a 25-year-old friend of the two teenagers. That sounds like a movie I want to see. Not.
God.
He brought me into the room and said we must have a foursome. Okay, well, all right. Well, a foursome, that could be a funsome. It just, under gunpoint, it's not a funsome. We refuse. He forcefully penetrated me with his fingers, and once he was aroused, he proceeded to rape my two friends who were bleeding from being assaulted. That's not a good porn movie, dude. I'm just saying. That's not a good porn movie. Earlier, the pastor had locked the room and forced the girls to strip naked. We pleaded with his wife to stop us. We could hear her laughing. Laughing! Wow, what a wonderful person. He forced me to watch her as he raped each of them at gunpoint. I prayed to God to spare our lives. What if he didn't? Wouldn't if you hadn't lived? That prayer would have been like, oh, God, guess God doesn't want you to live today. You only lived because he wanted you to live.
God.
The 25-year-old who shook as she described their experience. My family was all I could think about as he was raping me. The body, my body had been numbed. Sorry, I got a little bit of glare here. Numbed from all the physical pain I had endured from him. The younger girl said. Pastor panicked and released the older woman as. After her family had called and threatened to send the police to his house. Yeah, we got her here. She's doing a sex film. Oh, well, you better let her go, otherwise I'm going to call the cops. Oh, well, all right. Jesus Christ. The pastor faces three counts of rape, assault, two of kidnapping, and one of pointing a firearm. Wow. Let's see here. Earlier in the month, two girls had escaped the pastor's earlier and fled to Kurgersdorp. He used their older friend to track them down. Jesus Christ.
Well, the girl's parents said two paragraphs above the or sentences. The girl's parents had hoped that the pastor, would help the girls with their personal problems. He also promised to get them jobs and spiritual guidance. But he soon turned into a monster.
He was a monster to begin with.
He would hit me with his fists and lock me in the bedroom for days, the younger girl said.
Wow.
Earlier this month, the two teenage girls escaped from the pastor's house and fled to Krugersdorp. Where is this?
It's in South Africa.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He brought all three back to his house where he allegedly assaulted and raped them.
Yeah.
God.
This is here. This is a horrific incident that has broke our family. We trusted him with our children. See, this is what I've always been talking about. Because you're religious doesn't necessarily mean that you're a perfectly nice person. No. And just because you're an atheist doesn't mean that you're a monster either. So. Let's see here. Only to learn that we're feeding a sex-hungry monster. You give that one. You give sex-hungry monsters Elpo. I'm just saying.
God.
I've lost faith in the church leaders and the mother of one of the victims. Why don't you get lose faith in your religion? That's what led you down this path to begin with. Trusting people who are in this religion to begin with. The victims are receiving psychological help, and police are preparing them for the court case. Congregation shocked at rape allegation. Congregants of the church headed by the alleged sex pastor have been left in the lurch. Let's see here.
The church has been dissolved indefinitely.
Yay! I'm glad that the church has been dissolved. I'm sad that it took something like this to do it, though.
Another former congregant said the church had about 50 members, and a few of them had since joined a nearby church led by the pastor's mother.
Oh, good grief.
Yep. They don't know where to go, so they scurry to the next.
Where do we talk about our sky daddy and compare clothing to each other? Where can we go now? Oh, hey, his mom has a church.
We accepted that he practiced. Oh.
I was going to say, you know, nothing against her. I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. It was her son in this instance that is the who's fucked up, right? But still, you know, it doesn't fall far from the tree, you know.
Yeah, you do have to wonder how much she might be part of that.
Yeah.
We accepted that he, the pastor, practiced polygamy, but why he would rape still baffles us, says a former congregant.
All right, nothing wrong with polygamy. There's nothing wrong with polygamy. Some people practice polygamy just fine. I mean, if that's what you're into, hey, have at it. It doesn't pick my pocket, and it doesn't affect me either in any way. I was just going to say, you wouldn't ask a woman for me to try to find a date, though. all the guys are hogging them up with, you know. Well, there's this. That reminds me, there's this meme that's going around where this guy's like running over the hill, and then as soon as the camera pans up, and like there's I would say like an ocean of white dresses, women in white wedding dresses, all running, chasing after him. Confirmed that the pastor is charged with 3 counts of rape and assault and two of kidnapping and another of pointing the firearm. They just said it earlier before too. So yeah, just something I wanted to talk about because we're not going to be talking about this Friday probably, but something I did want to mention. I don't think Nick is going to be joining us on Friday, though. I have been unable to get a hold with him.
Okay.
As far as I know, Tom is still scheduled to join us.
Okay.
I was also thinking we should try to. I want to get a hold of the other people who are on that team, that was on that channel, and have them on for interviews as well. So this way we're not just relying just on one person from that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, have them on as a guest, like, you know, like we did with Nick and everything like that. So,
yeah. Sorry, I've been spending most of my time looking at the whole psychic subject, and so I haven't really been
looking for anything else.
Well, nothing really caught my eye. Other than I did find that one Watch Mojo video, which was kind of interesting. It just gave a kind of a list of hot topics, and there were a couple on there I hadn't really thought about, but more in general for the future.
Okay.
I guess if we needed to pull a subject out of our hat, right, kind of a thing. Yeah, actually the psychic thing we had been kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I found an article today that talked about how Sylvia Brown, you know, she thought that she was like 85 to 90% accurate, 85 to 97% accurate on her predictions, you know, and said no, it's like 0% for the cases that she helped try to help solve, quote unquote. Yeah, she's 0 for 0 and stuff like that.
Do you have any links on that?
On that one, yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere here. I also was looking up I don't know if you remember the TV show Medium, which
I remember hearing something about it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
It was I watched it a few times. It was, you know, it was interesting. I kind of like watching stuff like that, but you know, purely from a fictional standpoint. And it was but it's actually based on that show was based on a real woman who actually consulted with what is Arizona or New Mexico, somewhere down there.
Okay.
She tries to say, yeah, you know, this show was really accurate, blah, blah, blah. This was kind of my family, kind of like my family that represents her family really well. But I heard that, yeah, she didn't help with anything, to be honest, either. I saw another article talking about her.
Okay.
So, there's the article about Sylvia Brown. And what's interesting is when you scroll down, I mean, it's kind of a long article, but the gist is they talk about her, you know. Anyway, you go down to conclusions. There's 115 cases these 115 cases prove devastating to Brown's claim of helping police and families. It is hard to understand how someone with such a dismal record continues top bestseller lists and maintains a following. And cases that she got wrong, there's like, I think there's 25 that she got wrong. And then cases she made predictions about that have non-confirmed outcomes because a lot of them are just unsolved.
Okay.
You know, but it was just, again, just she was really an awful person. Yeah. Sylvia Brown was.
Yeah, there was the one. Yeah, she was she was a nutcase. One of them was Erica Baker from November 19th, 2003, Montel. Montel's not even on the air anymore, I don't think.
No. He has MS or something, and he's shilling stuff on infomercials now. But
oh, I see.
Yeah.
He told Erica's mother, she's not dead, but in Michigan. Furthermore, Brown claimed someone sold her for drugs. And there was a black woman who helped throw her in an old truck in 2005. John Gabriel was convicted of moving and concealing Erica's body in Canton, Ohio. Her body was not found, but Gabriel claims to have buried it after hitting her with his van. Hitting her with his van.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for drugs. Nope, it was an accident. But the guy freaked out and buried the body. I don't generally revel in people's death, but this woman, I am kind of glad that she's kind of dead. I'm kind of glad she's dead.
I'm pretty sure she's very dead.
Yeah, she's very dead.
Kind of dead.
She's kind of dead.
She better be all dead.
She better be all dead.
Dead, damn it! Then show yourself.
Yes, no shit.
Defending your life, right? I don't know what our angle is on psychics. If we wanted that to be the topic, I guess that was the only question I had. Would we just be talking
about?
Well,
we just talk about how
cold readings and
cold readings,
how they do it, and talk a little bit about trying to find various psychics and people who are shilling people.
Yeah, and how they scam people and you know, give people false hope.
Okay, because that was my other question I kind of had for you.
There is a I recall, there is a passage even in the Bible that says don't trust psychics, you know, or is that what it is, psychics or false prophets? I forget those.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you're going to make me look it up.
Yes, I'm going to make you
look it up. I will look it up.
Okay, you look it up. I'm going to.
Come on. Open up the page. Let's see. Oh, it doesn't have a search engine. Oh, there it is. I'm in the Skeptics Annotated Bible.
Sure.
I don't think it's called psychics, but let me just.
Oh, there's the one where it says, I found the part where they have non confirmed outcomes because no one's found anybody or found them or whatever.
Sorcerers.
They just got names. There's no reference points on these. She was a big Montel person. She was.
She was. And yeah. That's unfortunate because Montel Williams had. I was somebody. I watched his show because he seemed like he tried to vet things out pretty well. He talked about health and a lot of other things, and he wasn't as sensational, I didn't think. But then again, might not have been as critical back then.
Yeah.
He you really trusted him. And he brought her on, and he started bringing her on every week. And it was, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Here, let me see. Oh, shoot. I should have just gone with a different. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. No graven images. Don't bow to other gods. Silver or gold. I should have just Googled it, damn it. dang. Sorry. You go ahead and do something else while I talk.
Sure. I'm looking through the Google Plus here, maybe see if I can find something else that might catch.
Do not consult the dead, do not consult mediums. Mediums,
that's it. Mediums, same thing, psychics.
Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And yet, we talk to an invisible sky daddy.
Yep.
Don't allow a sorceress to live. Yep. Divination. He sacrificed his own son in the fire, practiced divination, sought omens, and consulted mediums and spirits. He did much evil in the eyes of the Lord, arousing his anger. 2 Kings 21:6.
Right.
And yet there were things like casting of bones or runes or something like that.
There was a lot of people that did. So, do stupid stuff like
which
that.
Which was, that's divination also. And yet that was something that was all right for David and other people to use, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, so mm-hmm. Been a long time. And we're not anywhere near, First and Second Samuel yet.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So,
I just saw a picture here that there's a Siamese twins that were born just recently, and they only lived a few minutes, but they both shared the same face. They both shared the same head, basically. They had two bodies, but they shared
Holy
the same head.
Cats.
Yeah, they only lived a few hours.
I think that was a C-section.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
You know, but
Everything's
sacred, right?
Yeah.
That's really awful.
Distant dwarf planet Make has its own moon. Oh, that's nice.
This is fascinating.
Oh, this is funny. Taliban suicide bomber accidentally kills himself and 8 others. Probably of his, you know, the people, you know. If you ever seen, what's his name? The guy that does the puppets. Jeff Dunham. He does the
Ahmed.
Angry Ahmed, right? He goes,
Ahmed.
I kill you!
I kill you.
What? How did you die? Well, we hired a new guy. He tried to practice.
Location, location, location. Oh, Honest John, the comic,
Yeah.
he just retweeted something. That time Carla Fiorina swore that Ted Cruz couldn't possibly beat Hillary Clinton.
Nice.
She needed more Botox, so that's why she signed up. Back to this ridiculousness, right?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Wasteful spending. Congress pays clergy $66,000 an hour to pray. That was on
Jesus Christ.
Patheos.
I'm looking at something else from Patheos at the
Wow.
moment. Two Hindu teachers in Bangladesh sentenced to 6 months in jail for alleged blasphemy.
Well, God damn it,
If
if
you're
you're
gonna be sent
blasphemy,
to, if you're gonna be
just
sent, yeah, if
fucking
you're gonna be
do
sent to
it.
jail for fucking blasphemy against imaginary sky wizards, fuck God, send me to jail.
Be guilty of something.
Let me, yeah,
Shit.
make,
This
that's
is
not,
not this none of this lukewarm mi mishmash.
yeah,
Go out there, be offensive, right?
right, exactly. What? All right,
Oh,
let me send you the link
goodness.
here. Holy fucking shit, this is so fucking stupid.
I just opened up. I was curious if I'd see it, but I don't
There you
know.
go.
Okay.
Assistant teacher and the head teacher, both Hindus from a school in Bangladesh, had been sentenced to 6 months in jail because a former alleged insult, allegedly insulted Islam in the classroom, saying the Quran wasn't the word of Allah and heaven didn't exist. They just came out with the movie God's Not Dead 2. And they do this. They did the same thing. They said, "Well, you said Jesus. You talked about Jesus in the classroom, and so therefore you got to go to jail for over that. You're going to get fired and everything like this." And these people say that something doesn't exist, and they actually went to jail. How's that for irony?
Yeah. Yes.
Students aged 17 and 18, along with others from nearby Islamic school, became incensed. Incensed! When the school's head teacher backed up his colleague, a mob, including students, parents, and villagers, attacked the teachers with sticks, forcing them to lock themselves in a room until police intervened. The magistrate of the quick ruling court said the assistant teacher pleaded guilty to publicly insulting religion. And the two were sent to 6 months behind bars. Well, at least they weren't hacked to death. That's
That does give
an
me an
improvement.
idea here too. What about well, have we've already done this, I
Have we
think.
already talked about blasphemy on the show?
No, I was going to say who's the really the persecuted
Oh yeah.
group. We did that.
Yeah, we already did the thing about how the religious people are doing the persecuting and not being persecuted.
Right, we did that. We haven't done blasphemy,
No, we have not done blasphemy laws.
Well, God damn it, what is blasphemy anyway?
I don't know. I for God damn fucking sake, I don't fucking know.
Jesus on a stick.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, if there is a heaven, my dad's up there and I've got such a beating. Wait, I'm not going there. That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Hey, I got sent to my bedroom without dinner when I was 12 because I said, "That's really screwed up." And my dad says, "You know what that means. Go to your bedroom." I was
What does it mean?
like, "What?" I didn't know. He says, "You know." And
Yeah. You
oh.
know?
But I
No, I
looked it
don't
up
know.
after that.
I didn't know
All I
what you
could
mean,
think of
but
was all I could think of was like Warner Brothers cartoons where you had the screw and the ball. I just like, it's something strange, it's something crazy, it's screwy. That's all I meant.
yeah.
I never flipped out. Oh gosh. Anyway, sorry. my traumas shaped the way I am right now.
That, hey, we're all shaped by our childhood.
Yes. It's amazing that we're not just some little blubbering pile of goo.
Oh yeah, no shit.
I think sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, the fact is that, we're actually still somewhat sane. Oh, I messaged Joe and I wished him, by the way, everybody who doesn't know, dramatic pause. one of our previous co-hosts on the show, his name is Joe Unseen. Him and his wife are pregnant. Well, his wife is pregnant. He's just kind of observing. And
Oh, good. I'm glad it's his wife, because I'm gonna say, are you the father? If it was Joe, are you
well, Joe and I have been having a fling, for the last 10, for the last 5 years or so, Long distance, I have to send him my sperm in the mail. Hey, I better not be my kid that's there. I'm just...
I guess.
He's supposed to drink that, damn it.
Oh, TMI.
No, him and his wife are my...
He just about made me do a spit take.
Yeah, he does that too. He would do that too, Like, he would record himself doing a spit take, like if it was actually happening. So made me feel better.
Yes, congratulations,
Yes,
Joe.
congratulations, Joe.
And your wife and
Yes, and congratulations to your wife too. I texted him the other day. And I said, "Hey, congrats! I just heard that your wife's pregnant." He's like, "Yeah, funny thing, I was just thinking about you." He's like, "I told you I was psychic, or is that psychotic? I get those two confused."
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what places have blasphemy laws. I mean,
That's,
is it primarily
I think we,
the
well,
Middle Eastern countries like this, and
let's see,
India, Asia?
I think we did mention that on the la on that one show about the persecution thing there.
Yeah. Okay. Just, pardon me. I'm sorry. That is kind of. Oh.
Let's see here.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let me take a
Iceland
quick look here.
declares Christianity a public health hazard. Little.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Let's see. It looks like it's over, mostly over in the, in the east.
Yeah.
Hang on a second here. I'm gonna go to the Wikipedia here because it's. Okay, some have local restrictions. Some have fines and restrictions. Some have prison sentences, and some are death sentences. Holy shit.
That's so crazy. I'm
And
going to throw something out there, which we talked about doing another time. I wasn't thinking about it for this month because you said something about psychics. I
yeah.
was thinking that's what it was.
See, I put that thought in your brain using my psychic powers, Connie.
I know. It's funny because they were so psychic. I read them in a
Yeah.
message on Facebook.
Yeah.
You made the message appear with your the power of your mind.
Yes.
That's
I
awesome.
sent it long distance. I was like,
I'm noticing here in the sidebar on Patheos
Okay.
about transgender bathrooms. Now, but again, when we talk about that,
I know,
Cox wants to do that, Godless Geezer.
yeah.
So if you bump that up, but see, I think that we could talk about psychic stuff for an
Yeah.
hour because it's really a deep, it's a deep, deep doo-doo well.
Yeah, yeah, it's a deep well of shit. Iceland has a blasphemy laws. Oh, they were repealed in 2015. After a strong push by the Icelandic Pirate Party, former blasphemy laws. I know, right?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. This is right from the wiki. Former blasphemy was forbidden with a fine or prison sentence up to 3 months. The Constitution also mentions the state religion and religion in general. So, no, that was the Icelandic Pirate Party. That's actually happened.
Maybe they're just, maybe Iceland's just really, really polite, and you just don't, they don't think you should be offensive to anybody, though, too.
Ireland has, still has one, apparently. Oh, wow.
They're uber Catholic.
Yes, they are. Ireland blasphemy is prohibited by the Constitution and carries a maximum fine of 25,000 euros. Or, not euros. I said, yeah, euros.
Euros. Yeah,
yeah, that's euros. That's well, east, like a backwards E. The controversial law was passed July 9th, 2009, went into effect in 1st January 2010. I guess I can't go over to, I'm not going over Ireland anytime soon and say, fuck God! So if you're listening to this in Ireland, turn this up and point it out your window. And I'm gonna say it again, just so you're ready. All right, everybody, ready? Is everybody got their windows cranked? Are their devices cranked up? All right, everybody, ready? Okay, fuck God. Okay, wait for the police now. Thank you.
But although that, I mean, I'm sorry. Is it just swearing, or is it like it taking the Lord's name in vain? Is it?
It doesn't really say. Just as let's see here. There's a side tab on this thing here. Blasphemy laws in the Republic of Ireland. Let's see here. The common law offense of blasphemy libel applied to only to Christianity. And last prosecuted in 1855, was ruled in 1999 to be incompatible with the Constitution guaranteed of religious equity. Let's see. The LACAR was filed in 2009, a new offense of publication or utterance of blasphemous matter against any religion. The continued existence of blasphemy offense is controversial, with proponents, freedom of speech and freedom of religion, arguing that it should be removed. So, yeah, it's still going on. It doesn't say what. It just says, you know, if you hurt my religion's feelings. You hurt my feelings. So, yeah, if you're over in Ireland, just wait for the police department to show up.
Another little sidebar here. This is an article I saw earlier this week. While we're adding Harriet Tubman to the $20 bill, mm-hmm. let's remove In God We Trust. There's a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, send me that. Send me that link.
Say it's just right there in Patheos. And, yeah, Harriet Tubman is...
I'm in a different window at the moment.
Replacing Andrew Jackson on the 20?
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that because, you know... Ironically, I think from what I understand, the reason why they put him on there is just, you know, to say, hey, we're fucking with you. It's like, I don't think he cares. He's dead.
Somebody tried to say, oh, it's only presidents on the money. And somebody posted a picture of Benjamin Franklin on the five or another. Wait, no, on the wait, Benjamin Franklin's a 50. Sorry.
Yeah,
I almost never see 50s. So, it's all about
here.
The Benjamins. Yeah.
The phrase was added to paper money in 1950s. You know, speaking of money and everything like that, I was having an argument with a couple of dipshits just recently. They think that not raising the minimum wage is the best thing to do. Otherwise, if you raise the minimum wage, everybody's going to get their hours cut in half. Horror, 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 horror. No, doesn't work that way. I tried to explain it to them, and they just wouldn't listen.
Well, there are other places where that's, raises have been waged, and that has not happened.
Right.
I can think of other places, other times too, that wage debates have resulted in. Oh, employers for example, you know, if you have, it actually has more to do with healthcare. And benefits, and so if they have to pay you after you work full-time hours, then they work you up till 38 hours a week, and then, you know, you don't have any more time, and so you don't get benefits. But
yeah.
No, it doesn't correlate. My other favorite meme had to do with said, yeah, but prices have gone up despite the fact that wages haven't gone up.
Yeah, I tried to point that out too. It's like, well, everything's going to go up. It's like, so what? Things have been going up anyway. Big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So.
I got tired of dealing with them, and I just fucking, I ended up blocking them, and I called them, get this, I called them a Trump sucker.
A drumpf? No.
A drumpf sucker.
I still have that on my computer.
Yeah, those people were fucking drumpf suckers.
You know, the fact is the fact that there's going to be jerkwads of employers or companies who will be punitive about it. Sure. They'll try, you know, and will they get away with it? Maybe. But over and above everything else, that doesn't mean that it's a bad idea. So just because a few people want to be jerks about it doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It's a great idea. And it doesn't mean that anybody who is currently making $15 an hour at a trade is only worth the same thing as a person who flips burgers, which,
right,
by the way, you know, there's a lot of people out there who flip burgers who have families who work that job because they don't have skills or they have to make ends meet.
Right.
And it means that you, as a trade, as a skilled worker, you know, somebody in a trade, you need to go to your union or you need to go to your boss and you need to realize that, yeah, you do deserve to be paid more per hour because you have those skills.
Right.
That's
another possibility we could talk about, that the I'm not, you know, I almost want to talk about that, about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But the thing is, I'm not completely qualified to know all the facts on this.
Me either. I agree with you. You're in the workforce. I haven't been in the workforce in ages. I've been a stay-at-home mom. My husband's a union worker. He wasn't always a union worker, but yeah, we would need to have somebody. We'd need to educate ourselves a little bit, and we'd need to find a guest who was more qualified, I think, to be able to speak on that. That's true.
Yeah, because I can argue on certain points that I've heard, but I don't feel comfortable because it's way out of my field, actually.
Okay, well, that's a good. You know, that's something I'll put a question mark by that or highlight it here and see if I can find somebody who might be able to do that.
Okay, sure.
Who'd be willing to be on the show too. So, or I thought they also answer our questions. So have a person we could quote. Actually, I've managed to sway one of my, well, he's now an ex son-in-law, but he's one of my sons. I managed to sway him a little bit on that. He says that's not a bad thing now. He was saying that's a bad thing. And now he says, no, I see it's not a bad thing.
Right.
And it's like, well, good. You know, I'm glad it was a persuasive argument. Hopefully it's a correct argument. I think it is. Okay. Oh, gosh. Back to psychics, okay. So,
oh, yeah, going back to the psychics.
Well, I found this one site. In 13 signs, you may have psychic abilities.
Oh, really? All right.
Yes, it was a really funny list. But what was funny is they have a Facebook page, so I went to their Facebook page, and one of the rules of their page is you can't walk on there and try to make people skeptical, trying to use about their abilities.
First rule, you can't make them not think that they don't have, you can't make them don't think they don't have powers.
Don't use logic.
Don't use logic.
I can send you the article here real quick.
Sure.
And find it. Which, again, I thought it was good fodder for the show. Well, they want me to chat with them. Isn't that nice?
They
have a little chat window. You should already know what I'm going to say. This is a psychic channel. I should click on that and say guess.
Yes.
What am I thinking?
What am I thinking?
They'll block me. Yeah, whatever. Oh. And as vague as like cold readings and things are.
I actually, when I was younger, I was in my early 20s. There was a psychic I had seen somewhere or heard him on the radio or something. I emailed them, and they said, and I asked them a specific question, like, well, I can't answer that. I'm like, okay, all right, that was enough for me. That was when I first, you know, first get in online and shit. So I was actually emailing weirdo people I didn't know. She's like, well, do you think I'm going to be doing, will I be doing this? I was like, well, if you want to, I'm like, that's not what I asked. I'm trying to figure out, you know, is this going, I want to know if this is going to, specific thing going to happen. It's like, well, if you really want to, or, you know, it's really up to you. I'm like, oh, thanks. That clears it right up.
You needed to slip him a Benjamin.
Yep. Oh shit. I don't think I've been recording this whole time. No, I have been. I'm sorry. I've been recording.
Wow, we're not psychics. We didn't see that coming.
If you've been watching this show long enough, you'll know that sometimes I forget to hit the record button.
Or sometimes he forgets to unmute my mic.
Yeah, I forget to unmute Connie. I'm sitting here, Connie. Yes. Oh shit! I gotta hit the unmute button here.
It's the Packard talking to the voices in his head show.
Yeah. or I forget to put the headphones on the iPad so the audience can listen to both sides. That guy Packard, he's talking to himself again. How about that? He's like, huh.
Oh, God. Although we haven't had to play the drinking game that much on the show on Friday nights, so.
No, yeah, we haven't. For everybody who's just kind of wondering who's just joining us for the first time, the old Packard drinking game was, if there was a problem and I had to say, okay, 3, 2, I had to stop whatever we're doing, fix what the fucking problem was, and say 3, 2, 1, and then just pick up. That was our drinking game. It was the Packard pokes at problem drinking game.
Yes. No, our poor audience is probably having withdrawals, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're having the DTs now. That's why they're not coming anymore. They're not coming anymore because I'm not screwing up as much.
I'm going to have to get a hold of Paul Marshall and a couple of other people and say, look, you're not in, like, rehab, are you?
You guys are. Find out if our audience is in rehab from not watching the show.
Exactly, because you're not getting enough to drink, so you're going down to the bar.
They're going down to the bar. They're not getting enough to drink now.
That's what you need to do. You need to get our show broadcast on a bar in a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
There you go.
I get to see that going over well.
You live in Wisconsin. You could broadcast from a bar.
Well, yeah, I probably could, but, you know,
don't,
I'm just saying that.
Dead cat that, and not hit a bar.
I couldn't swing a dead bar without hitting a cat, too, so.
Jeez. Okay, so this list, you might be psychic.
Oh, did you? Oh, you sent me the list. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
13 signs. Ooh, you may have psychic abilities.
Oh, they did something different with Skype. I just noticed on my end. It shows the webpage. It doesn't just show the link. It shows the webpage with a picture in it.
I've been getting that for a little while now.
Oh, that's new for me.
Yeah, she's got, those are contacts.
Okay, cool.
She's very pretty, though.
Let's see.
Edit. Due to sheer number of...
She's laying on her side here. I can't really see.
She's looking up at the camera.
Yeah.
You're looking down at her. Spider-Man, she's going to kiss you upside down.
No. let's see here. Higher levels of intuition. Have you ever known who's calling on the phone before picking it up?
It's called caller ID.
or who a text is before it chimes through. Yeah, I get that thing on my headphones every once in a while. Someone's coming in. Doing. There it is.
It's called a stalker.
Yeah, that's a stalker.
It's a stalker.
Yeah. Ever predicted an event before it occurred? Yeah, I go to the restaurant and I have that happen all the time. I say, I bet you I'm going to order eggs. And sure enough, there's eggs on my table.
bet the waitress is going to take 15 minutes.
And I bet you the waitress is going to take almost an half an hour to take bring me my food.
Yeah.
And it was just and it was just eggs. Yeah. And I bet you I'm going to leave a tip and I'm going to go back out to my car and drive away. This is a store to store discovering your gifts within yourself. Oh, there's the okay, now there I see the picture now. She's like sitting, she's they get the picture sideways, like she's laying on her head sideways or something.
Image source, London Mums magazine.
Yeah, they just grabbed an image.
Cougars in London.
Have you experienced deja vu countless times?
Yes.
Have you experienced deja vu countless times?
Yes.
Have you experienced deja vu countless times?
Hey, wait a minute. You're mocking me, aren't you?
I have the reverse. I have vuja day. The feeling I've never been there before.
Oh.
Visions are normal for you. I have vision. I mean, I can see. I have vision. Unless I take off my glasses, then I have blurry vision.
Oh, shoot. This is a fun list.
Gut feeling that is always accurate. It depends on what I'm going to put in my gut.
Eggs.
Eggs. I'm going to put eggs in my gut. Yeah. It was always accurate. It tasted like eggs.
They're bad.
Let's see. Or if I drink certain, if I eat certain foods, I know I'm going to get heartburn. Yeah. I have a gut feeling if I eat those tacos, I'm going to be sitting on the toilet later. Yep, sure enough. Telepathic instances. Do you feel like you can send messages through your mind? Through your mind. Not with your mind. Through your mind. That's called a cell signal. It kind of goes...
Have you ever felt like you're reading someone else's thought process?
Oh, jeez. God damn. Yeah, that's called prediction. I can do that shit easy. I'm a person watcher. I watch people. I can figure out sometimes people's patterns. I was like, yeah, I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to say that. Because I've seen people say these common things back. So I knew you were going to go that direction. It's called psychology. It's not a hard thing to figure out.
I've told my husband, if that woman driving the car doesn't look at you and she's entering the intersection, you don't exist.
That's says, right.
That's scary. You're right.
Have you ever had a mind-to-mind connection? Mind-to-Minecraft connection. I mean, I've played Minecraft with my kids a couple times, you know, so hey.
Is that like in Demolition Man with Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone are having sort of sex?
Oh, I don't know. That's cyber sex. That's something else completely
different.
Yeah,
that's mind-to-mind connection.
Mind-to-mind connection, yeah. Oh, that's hand-to-gland connection, actually. Grand-scale predictions and premonitions. Like what? Oh, like the Earth is going to explode. Yeah, no, it still hasn't exploded.
Gonna get married one day and have a kid and blah blah blah.
You ever written down events that you know will happen in the future? Have they happened? Let's see here.
I predict there's gonna be an election.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a grand scale prediction.
And we're gonna have a new president.
And yeah, we will eventually have a new president, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
I have a psychic gift. Packard, have a psychic gift.
Apparently, Connie has a psychic gift, everybody. She predicted that we're going to have a new president this season. Write it down. Mark your calendars. Connie's predicted we will have a new president.
I wonder if I have the receipt because I'd really like to exchange it. For invisibility.
Psychiometry is event. Is evidence. What's
psychometry? Psychometry. It says here in the first sentence here.
Psychometry is a known physical ability that allows individuals to sense or experience the history of a person or object by touching them. I experience it. I know that somebody was that pencil I was using with, somebody was chewing on it. Probably because it was fucking full of teeth marks.
Usually psychics do this with like a ring or a piece of jewelry or a keys or a scarf or
the person that last held this pencil was a pencil biter. I saw it in my vision.
They had an overbite.
And they had a slight overbite.
And bad breath.
And bad breath. Their breath smells like pencil lead. Powerful, vivid dreams. Because we all know dreams are always real. Every time I dream I have money, I wake up and I still have none.
Yeah, I actually put stock in my dreams, but not because they're predictive, but because I pay attention to them. So I dream.
Well, let me ask.
I'm telling myself something in my dream. Mm-hmm. It's sort of this snake in the tail thing.
Well, Connie, I got to ask you, when you put stock in your dream, where do you buy at? I mean, do you buy at a certain dollar amount, or do you sell at a certain dollar amount? Where do you buy it?
Sell, because it's worthless. Okay. Stock. I'm the only stockholder.
Okay. Sense trouble. Your spider senses are working, apparently.
Oh my goodness. I'm scoring so high on this test.
So am I. I mean, I must be psychic because I think I'm going to get 100 on this test.
I should go into this business.
You sense trouble. A very direct feeling you know someone that you love is in trouble. And hits you like a great impact, and sometimes with a great feeling of intense fear.
Oh, this is so wrong. This is so wrong.
Hey, Johnny, I had a really bad dream about you. Great. What was it? You were an explosion. Really? Where was I at? In your bathtub.
Whoa.
So don't take any baths. Do me a favor. Don't take any baths this week. That's when the explosion's supposed to happen.
Meanwhile, John just gets. Pat, wait, what's your friend's name? John just gets stinkier.
He just gets. Yeah, the explosion was his boss exploded with him at work for not taking a bath.
Exactly. Oh. Oh, number 10 is genius. This is a genius list here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You tell the future. Isn't that what the fucking... Wait a minute. Isn't that basically the same thing as number 6? Isn't premonitions telling the future?
Yeah.
It's just repeating. Some of this part of these lists is just repeating in just different ways.
Exactly. They're padding out the list.
This is a padded list.
They're padding out the list.
Wait a minute. Number 11, you can heal. Oh, you know, I actually cut myself one time and I healed up.
Me too. Oh my God. I mean, I that's amazing.
I know, right? Have you ever laid hands on someone who is suffering or ill that they see a positive change in this sick individual? Well, I've helped people my kids used to get sick. I'd help them. I'd pick them up every once in a while, help them with it, and then they would get better. So I must have psychic healing.
My hands are healing magic.
Yeah.
That's what this is. We don't need medicine.
Don't need medicine. Just put hands on people, and then all of a sudden they'll get better.
God.
Wait a minute, Connie. Are you hearing sounds?
Oh, my gosh. Who said that?
Have you ever heard sounds that others do not hear? It's called tendonitis.
That others do not. It really says that.
It says it. Do you hear sounds that others do not hear? If you're hearing sounds that others are not hearing, and there's people around you, and they should be able to hear those same sounds, please go talk to your psychiatrist.
You might need to get your hearing check.
Or you might get you might need That reminds me. Have you ever seen the TV show Archer? It's like. Every time he fires his gun, he's got more. He can't hear anything more because he's got tendonitis.
We're up to season four. I'm up to season four, episode like six or seven on Archer. I just love Archer.
Oh, I'm up to the latest one. I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the latest one or not, but I
No,
won't.
like I said, I'm only a season four, and I know there's like six
Yeah,
seasons.
I won't spoil it for you, but I know he does that thing. It's more I got
Sounds
tetanitis here. You're giving me tetanitis from shooting your gun. Do you constantly wonder why no one else hears rings, beeps, and chimes? Yeah, that's called tetanitis.
It's everybody else who's crazy, not you. That's
Yeah.
what they're saying here. Look, it's
These.
not them. It's not you. It's them. It's them. They're You've got special powers.
Yeah, these sounds can actually be incur a future near event. How is hearing a ring mean that? Yeah, I'm hearing rings. Oh, yeah. My phone's going off because it's ringing because I set an alarm on it.
I have never heard that one before.
Oh,
That's a
that's.
new one for me.
Yeah. You can sense two places at once.
Sometimes I put food in my mouth.
I want to throw my head onto the desk right now.
What does this even mean?
I don't know. It says definitely one stronger psychic ability, signs that maybe psychic. If you have been in your home or one place and familiar to you, but sense the events and experience happening across the world in different countries, you're most likely like, I'm having a feeling that I'm sitting on the couch and across the country on the other continent, somebody else is sitting on their couch having a beer too. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, talk about out of body experiences, man. I was like watching TV at somebody else's house and I was watching Monty Python just like I am right now.
And we're both sitting here saying, what the hell are we doing with our lives? Wait, we're watching Monty Python. It can't be all that
This is so.
bad. I thought this was so much fun. And like I said at the top, if you go to that, it takes you to their Facebook page. There's a link.
Wait a minute. One of the comments you got to see. The first
Yeah.
comment I came across was, "I got the overwhelming sensation my ex is going to have a baby with somebody, someone, and the baby's name. I never felt anything like this before. Am I clairvoyant though? Could I be experience a psychic moment?"
Psychicelements.com. Yes, that does sound like a very clairsentient moment.
The last one on this one, at least, is there's well, the last one I can see, it says, "Love, I have the same exact feeling about my ex-husband. It's like I know it's gonna happen."
Oh, they do have their detractors here.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that was just a little gem I found about an hour and a half ago, so.
Okay. This is a fun. Let's go with this. Let's go with psychic abilities. Why not? Or psychic being psychic, you know, as a topic for the show. Now we just got to come up with a name. Or should we
Names.
just say, all right, this is Packer Pokes at, you figure it out. If you're psychic, you would have already known this. But oh, that's there you go. If you're a psychic, you'd already know the title topic of the show already. Or you could have just listened to the previous podcast, you know.
If you were psychic, you'd know the title already. Okay.
Yeah, if you were, yeah, that's a, there's a topic title, a possible title.
Okay. I've worked a little bit on it, and let me see. I'm gonna write it down here. Then I'll say it.
Let's see here.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
You can go ahead if you want to. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
okay. You know, I was gonna say, I'm just kind of thinking here. Let's see. Are you psychic? No. Is anybody or no? Is anyone psychic? No.
Packard Psychic, Packard Psychs at 1-800.
1-800. Call 1-800. Call me now.
Packard Psychs at call
Call me
one
now.
eight
Pecker gets psychic at call me now. 1-800 call me now. I don't want anybody to call that. I have no idea what number what that would actually lead to.
Okay,
it's probably some porn site, actually. It'd be funny. It's like
okay, this is the only one I came up with earlier. Okay. Third eye blind. We put the psi, S-I-G-H, in psychic.
Oh, S-I-G-H. Okay.
Yeah.
We put the psi in psychic. Oh, that's not bad. I like that, too.
A little overworked, but it was...
It needs a little more trimming, I think.
Of course, there's always, who are you going to call?
Psychic busters.
Sonic Busters.
Sonic Busters.
Who are you going to call Sonic Busters?
Who are you going to call Sonic Busters?
I see
there's a chat window there. Should I put that on there? There's a little chat window on this thing. Thanks for stopping by. Welcome to Psychic. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, yeah, chat with us. I haven't clicked on it yet. That's what I was saying.
Just happened to pop up on mine. It's like, and it has a thing so I can type in there. It's like, it's a live chat. I'm here. Why am I here? Tell me why I'm here.
Well, you tell me.
You tell me why I'm here.
You tell me. We're going to get blocked.
I don't care. It's just...
I think that'd be all weird. That'd be really funny.
I bet they get that all the time. Do you know why I'm here?
They probably do. Oh, my husband's just got home, by the way. If you hear roaring.
Yeah, I did hear a little roaring. I thought
that's our Chevy truck. So.
Oh, okay.
That's Celine.
Let's see here.
The truck, not my husband.
Oh, okay. This
list, what got me about this list.
There's another that's psychic love. How do you recognize your soulmate?
It's the third eye. Yeah. No, not that eye.
Well, I have a third eye. I'm just saying. Yeah. That was blind. That third eye is blind.
Like I said, the third eye thing is
the third eye. Packard's third eye is blind. Crystal ball reading.
Third eyes and balls.
Third eye and balls.
Okay, I'll write that down, but I don't know. I'm thinking about Christopher. Third eye and balls. Who are you going to call?
Who are you going to call? This is too good to... I think we should really cover these psychics and, you know, call them up for what they are.
Well, again, I think...
Oh, I got it. The Psychic Con. Psychic Con.
Psychic Con.
You know, like Shaka Con, only Psychic Con. Yeah, there you go.
Psychic
Con.
This is how I hear it, and this is how I think it should be spelled. Here. Wait. Sorry.
No, that's right.
There we go. I see it now. All right. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I am burping, and I hope it's not.
I can't even hear it.
Okay. Like that?
I was going to go with C-O-N, but, you know.
Psycho-con.
Psycho-con, yeah. Psych-a-con. I was going to go with the same spelling, this P-S-Y-C-H, and then the dash and the A, and then the C-O-N. But that's funny, too.
I see what you said. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. That's funny, too.
C-O-N.
That's funny, though. That's only funny. That's only funny because we were saying Shaka Khan, you know? So.
Yes.
Psychicon.
You meant
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, with an A instead of an O.
Oh.
Psychocon. Psychicon.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Psychicon. There's the show title. Psychicon.
Yep. With the A.
Yeah, okay. Psychicon.
Got it. We've never before, have we?
Yes. Why?
Tom Leeds is going to be able to talk about this, right?
Yeah, I shouldn't say. I don't see really why he shouldn't be able to.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have written down here in my notebook. So, with the A.
I need another part. I was thinking either doing this, psychics. As part of the title. Or I was thinking maybe...
The only older profession is prostitution.
Yeah.
I mean... That's kind of long, though.
Well, especially if you get paid by the hour.
Hey, you know what? At least if somebody's been with a prostitute, they get something for their money.
Yeah, yes they do.
Other than never mind, other than a good feeling, but I'm like, well, I guess
I'm having a good feeling about this, Connie.
I see great things in our future.
I predict we'll have a show Friday about psychics.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We are so good at this.
I know, right? We should be psychics.
Yeah, if you have a Carmack hat, you should wear it.
Unfortunately, I don't. There's another part of the title I was thinking to add it onto it. You know, for the show title. So what do you think? Psychics are a con job or a conning by so-called psychics?
Let's see.
I named the title of the show. I didn't use the word nudity or anything like that here for the first time in like a long time. I put I said a twist, not twister like a tornado. I'm just saying, Cruz announced a Fiorentina or for a Fuckatina or whatever her name is, and said that since he announced president, her to be the VP, tornadoes broke out everywhere. If you believe in God, that's got to be a sign of some sort. It's like, that's your imaginary sky where you'd say, no. If you believe that kind of stuff.
Let's see.
Which one do you think those would be? Which one of those two would be better, the first one or the second
one? Can I suggest another one?
Sure.
The con is real. The psychic is fake.
Oh, I like that. The con is real. Like that?
Yes.
Okay. That's perfect. I'll add that one on there then.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
All right. Show title will be Psychicon. The con is real. The psychic is fake. That'll be the title of the show.
Okay. Sounds great.
Let me get that into my... Well, I'll wait until after we get done recording. By the way, if you like this show... And I don't see why you wouldn't like this show. You're watching me, after all. we do a second podcast called The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. if you want to find those links, and so if you're having trouble finding the show for whatever reason, you can go to our main homepage at abandnw.wordpress.com, and you can have all the links right there for that show. So, or if you're on Twitter, you can go to oh, what the hell happened there? I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm sensing there's a problem.
Yeah, there was a problem. Some of my text got erased on my screen there, and I'm like, okay, wait, why did that do that? I fixed it though. I hit the undo button. There we go.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah. If you go to the webpage, abandnw.wordpress.com, there are links to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and iTunes. So you can find it with your favorite podcatcher. And you can also listen to the show right there as well. So,
because you're not psychic.
Yeah, because you're not psychic. You don't know what we
have to tell you this because...
Yeah, you're not psychic like we are.
I know. I knew that already. Sorry.
They have to be told where to find the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe podcast.
Oh God! This looks like it might be a fun show on Friday.
I think so.
This not a fun show on Friday.
But... Oh yeah, our shows are usually lots of fun, unless I'm having computer problems, and then it becomes a whole lot less fun, and I get a whole lot more angrier.
Which is also funny.
Yeah, which is also funny for everybody else because you watch my head go.
It's like Inside. It's like the Disney movie Inside Out.
Yeah,
on your computer screen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that where everybody else, like, you see the little people, the little happy people, the angry person, and they're all like inside the head? Is that what that one's about?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, all the emotions.
Yeah, you get to see Packard and all his emotions on the days where I have problems with the computer. Sometimes you see Packard go smash.
Oh goodness. Yep.
All right, there we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. The show is on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time. We'll be covering a lot of this, the material that we covered tonight. Some of it, not all of it. We'll probably be covering a little bit more. We got more things that need to be ironed out. More links that we'll be discovering between now and Friday. Come to the live show at vonlive.tv/packetpokes. That's at 9 p.m. Central Time. The chat room's free. You don't have to pay to get in. You know, unless you want to leave a dollar at the door or something. You know, throw it on your floor and you can say you dropped a dollar for us.
Unless you want your dreams interpreted or
dreams interpreted, come to the show and we won't interpret them. Yeah, we won't interpret your show or your dreams. We will interpret the show, but we won't interpret your dreams. Nine p.m. Friday. That's Central Standard Time, by the way, everybody.
I predict that's still going to be a thing on Friday too.
Yeah, I predict that will happen. I predict we will have a show on Friday.
I know. We're so good. We could do this. You know, in about 100 years, people are going to find this broadcast and going, oh, why weren't they?
They're going to say, why weren't they?
They were so brilliant.
They were really psychic. Why didn't they go into business for themselves? I'll explain why on Friday, why I didn't go into that line of work. Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's called self-respect. Some people, you know, I'll tell you, I gotta be honest. Some people say, well, women who go into pornography or something, they don't have any self-respect. No. They have all their self-respect in the world. If you go into telling people that their kid is dead, you have no self-respect. I mean, if you're telling them that, you know, making predictions like that, that their kid's dead or whatever, that's no self-respect.
Okay. The only reason I'll argue that with you, mm-hmm. and I don't mean fight about with you, but I think that those people have not self-respect, but self-esteem, you know, not self-esteem. They have, they just think more of themselves and they don't think anything of other people.
Oh yeah.
Because they don't care about other people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cause they only care about taking care of themselves and this, but I will save that ire for Friday.
Sure. Save that ire for Friday.
Keeping it.
I was just throwing that out there. Cause I was just,
I know. I'm sorry. I don't necessarily disagree with you, but yeah, they don't see that.
What? Someone disagreed with Packard? That's not, that's unheard of.
Anyway. Anyway.
That's not a nationwide blasphemy law. That's a show wide blasphemy law, by the way. You must agree with the Packard. See, I brought it back full circle.
Hey, thank you.
You can say "God damn it, Packard." You know, just that's blasphemy.
Damn it, Packard! Damn it, the heck!
Damn, fucking Packard!
I can't.
Fuck you, Packard! See, that's blasphemy. That's the highest blasphemy in the land. That's the Packard pokes at blasphemy.
You know, we're such a persecuted minority.
Yes, we are. I am anyway.
Yeah, the Church of Packard Sonic is a minority, and we deserve minority status.
Right.
And
we
don't need to be picked on anymore.
Right. If you
Packard Sonic puts the Psy in Sonic.
I put the Psy in Sonic. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you speak ill of me, then you're definitely, then that's you should go to jail for blasphemy. I'm just saying.
It's true. I'll do my penance later. So
I think that's a slap on the wrist in most countries.
Well, some people get off on that, I guess.
Yeah, but... well, some people do get off on that, too.
To quote, go back to Monty Python, a spanking, a spanking.
I don't think I've ever seen that one before.
You haven't seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, okay,
that's where the one knight winds up at the convent. Mm-hmm. Where there's all those prepubescent girls, and we all get punished by a spanking.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Okay, you're right. It's been a while since I saw that.
Sir Robin, I think it is. It's been a long time since I've watched it. So,
yeah, it's been a while.
There.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So yeah, I completely forgot about that one part of it. I got to rewatch that.
I should too, actually.
I strongly recommend anybody who's not seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you're in for a ride.
Monty Python anything, folks. Just,
yeah.
Just, you know. Oh, God.
All right. Anyway. All right, everybody. Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time at 9 p.m. Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, VaughnLive.tv. @PackardPokesAt. That's VAUGHNLIVE.TV/PackardPokesAt. Okay, well, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for coming, watching the show, and or if you were watching on Meerkat, and if thank you for listening. And the show will be up as usual on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes and YouTube. Well, you can find the YouTube channel. It's the same name as the show, Packard Pokes At. The staff meeting won't be up on YouTube, but, you know, we will be. So, all right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.